going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Happy Friday. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 8:06. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Beautiful day. Oh, happy, happy Friday. Welcome. It is going to be another gorgeous day in paradise. Yep. Welcome. And thank you for bringing us along or listening to us wherever.
I'm in your left speaker.
I'm in your right speaker.
Oh, wherever and whenever. You know?
That's right.
It doesn't have to be in real time.
Look at the speaker. Look at it.
Yes.
Did you see me smile?
Oh.
Nah, it doesn't really work that way, does it?
No, it doesn't.
Ah, but probably someday it will. Probably have a little, like, on your dashboard, like little characters of me and Greg will pop up. What's the technology
like
I'm thinking of where they're sort of...
Like a hologram, like we're standing on your dashboard.
Yes.
Like standing there.
Wouldn't that be cool?
You see the microphones, the whole bit. Yeah, yeah.
And then you can push a button and we'll change outfits.
See what
we'll
Bob's... Like,
we'll be in tuxes and we'll go...
Yeah. See what Bob's having for breakfast? All kinds of things. Could be fun. It's probably a reason we don't have cameras in the studio like some stations do.
I don't know.
I mean, you got your feet propped up, you're leaning back in the Bob lounger, you know, the whole bit.
There is something... There's something special about either one, you know. Painting pictures with words so that you don't have a visual, yeah, that's slightly more challenging.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it also, you know, people use kind of their imagination a little bit more, whereas, you know, TV or video is just like, you know, it's all right there.
It's so in your face.
Yeah, your literally. Face is in, yeah. Our face is in their face. Anyway, what I want to tell you, I did want to tell you the code word. I did want to tell you the Bob Rose Show is available on podcast. You knew that, right? You can download it wherever you normally download your podcast. You got it.
Mm.
You pod people are way ahead of me anyway.
The pod people.
Pod people! Our people!
Watch it now.
Oh, shit. I forgot.
Copyright.
Oh, my gosh.
I know.
Yeah, we got to be.
Uh-huh.
That's.
I know.
Catchphrases and what have you. I mean, that's half of
everybody's,
what we do.
Everybody's copyrighted everything. You know,
yeah, they have.
You can't make certain references to certain sports events in some ways. Mm-hmm. You can't use a certain ring announcer's line because he will sue you in a moment.
He will come after you, yes.
So. You can encourage them to listen without using any other copyright information.
Yes. Yes, the Bob Rose Show podcast. Seriously.
Yeah.
Go back. You'll never miss a minute. There's great interviews on there and just fun moments. You know, if you're ever looking to fill the void, you know, it'd also be great, like, if you're on a little bit of a road trip. It'll remind you of home and, you know, it's entertaining. You know what else is entertaining?
What's that?
Kid Rock.
Oh, yeah.
Hank Jr., Nickelback, Tracy Lawrence, Joe DiMassina, Gavin Adcock. That's
a lineup.
That's
man.
A few.
That's amazing.
All the artists, extremely talented. But I want to give you tickets to Rock the Country, two-day tickets. Here's what you need to do. Text the word SPRING, S-P-R-I-N-G, SPRING, to 20357. And you'll have a chance to win two-day tickets. SPRING, text SPRING to 20357. Data and message rates may apply. Please don't text and drive. Ever! I mean, folks, you got to learn how to use it to your advantage. When people are, you know, it's not like people are texting you and you go, hey, I got a shoebox full of 20s. You know, if you just pop on by in the next 15 minutes, you can pick it up. That's not what you're going to get.
Never. Hasn't happened yet.
You're going to get somebody who wants something from you. Yeah. Do not answer that text. Put it on not available or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. I'm driving.
Yeah, the automatic response.
Yeah, I'm driving and not texting, and you should be doing the same thing. Bozo. People always respond very positively to being called a bozo.
Sure they do.
I can tell you that from personal experience. Don't try it at home.
Guess that's working out for you.
Huh? I just happen to be a fourth degree black belt, but, you know.
Details.
Yeah. Oh, I know what I wanted to tell you.
What's that?
It's a Trump town hall. A Trump town hall. First 100 days. Man, a Trump town hall.
It's kind of flown by. I mean, they've been doing a lot of stuff.
Boss is going to get mad at me, but I'm gonna say something.
Uh-oh. And he's probably listening.
Bill O'Reilly is going to be one of those.
Right. Are you not supposed to say that?
No, I'm not supposed to say the other one.
Oh. Now people are going to be... Here's what's going to happen, Bob. Here's what you've done. You have not said all of what the boss told you not to say, but you've planted a seed of interest. So now they're going to get on their Googler or their quack, quack, whatever, and they're going to try to find out. And then you have inadvertently, though intentionally, given them the information that you wanted them to know that the boss didn't want them to know.
Yeah, because if the boss doesn't want you to know it, I definitely want you to know it. That's just how I operate.
That's how Bob rolls. Yeah. Yes. Don't tell him no. You get smacked. I mean, who knows? How many times you get smacked on the hand for something, you know, don't touch. Because that's kind
of happened a couple times.
Okay. That's
what I thought. A couple dozen.
That's what I thought.
The whole reason is now people are interested in the Trump town hall, It's Wednesday.
Yeah.
Wait, would that make it a happy hump day, Trump town hall day?
That's going to be a long show if you do that all Wednesday morning.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
I'm going to have to find
a
clever way to edit that.
I'll call it sick Wednesday.
No, it's the first 100 days. And I'll give you a hint. One of the co-hosts is one of the prettiest boys to ever be on CNN, and his last name rhymes with FOMO.
I wasn't sure what you were going to say.
Is that good? Yeah. Yeah.
I was worried.
Oh, I had to check myself. I'm like, whoa.
I was worried.
Thank you, Lord. The Lord came in and edited my words just in the nick of time. Nick of time, no pun intended, Nick.
Yeah, because self-filtering, not always Bob's best talent.
Oh, and I'm at my best right now. Wait till later in the day when I'm a little tired.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not good.
That's why it's good that it's a morning show.
Yeah, you don't want me to do the afternoon or evening.
No.
All right, and I gave out the keyword, and I did this, and I did that. And then a story that it's not going away, and I guess it's not going to go away anytime soon. If you're harboring a terrorist and the law finds out about it, that is not going to be good for you. And there may be some people who maybe don't understand the gravity of that. But if you are a judge, I would think maybe you would understand the gravity of that.
Yeah.
And I'm talking about the case. The New Mexico magistrate, the judge, him and his wife and daughter took in what they thought was probably just a nice, you know, family kid from Maryland. But he wasn't. He was part of that Tren D'Argua, the TDA, as they are referred to. They took him in. And you know that Donald Trump and the U.S. Department, State Department, declared the gang to be a foreign terrorist organization. So you are aiding and abetting, basically, a terrorist. That's part of the reason why he's not a judge anymore. I mean, he was smart enough to step down immediately. But him and his wife are now under arrest. Yep. ICE law enforcement officials arrested recently resigned Magistrate Judge Joel Kano and his wife Nancy at their home in Las Cruces, New Mexico, on Thursday. They executed a search warrant, probable cause warrant, took them into custody, and Joel, currently charged with tampering with evidence, and his wife charged with conspiracy to tamper. I'm not sure what evidence. But
they must think they have something on them.
Well, I mean, you put your job in jeopardy.
Oh yeah, that was stupid.
Is it a case of, you know, what did you know and when did you know it in terms of
right.
who this guy was?
Mm-hmm.
But as a judge, you would think you'd be pretty sensitive to things that could put you in some sort of legal boiling water.
Not very observant, huh?
No.
Or just stupid.
Hey, if the shoe fits, you know what I'm saying? It's 8:16 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Happy, happy Friday. Come on, weekend. A guy who's enlisted in the Marines ends up suing his school for patriotic reasons. I'll share that with you next on 97.3 The Sky. Does her husband know she speaks that way?
I don't know.
8:21 on the Bob Rose Show. No, I'm not judging.
Oh, yeah.
No, I live in a glass house.
No more than
right
usual.
See the picture window?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Lovely.
Good morning and welcome. It's 8:21. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Some of your top stories. Well, the NFL held the first round of their draft. Did you see the crowd that was gathering in and around Lambeau Field? No frozen tundra. But, oh my gosh, it was a mass of people. And then, you know, we're doing a broadcast and all that.
That's what they do. Yeah.
I mean, to watch a draft. I don't know. I mean, I like football. But watching a draft, I don't know. Maybe it's for all those, people that do their mock draft and their fantasy games. I guess I shouldn't make fun of it because it's hugely popular.
It is, yeah.
And I only make fun of it because I don't really care.
Not your thing.
No. Mm-hmm. No. I mean, I do the football pool where, you know, it's a real game that's really played between two teams.
Wow.
And you have to choose who you think the winner's going to be.
What a concept.
You know?
That's crazy.
I want Peter Pan to play quarterback and Tinker Bell to be my wide receiver. Like, get out of here.
Mm.
Man. And they wonder, like, where's the testosterone? Yeah, I agree. Where is it, you pansies?
Now, here is the deal, though. Just to be fair, I know some friends that actually play a lot of the fantasy football stuff and with, like, real football players. Like legit NFL football players. Yeah.
Ruh-roh.
They're bigger.
I take it all back.
Yeah, I thought so.
You dudes are so cool, man. It's been happening, man. I'm not smart enough to participate is really basically what it comes down to.
Good recovery.
And there actually might be some truth to that. I don't pay enough attention, and I refuse to invest the kind of time necessary. It's kind of like golf.
I get it. Yeah. Well, everybody's got their own things they're into. You can't know everything about everybody else's that don't really interest you that much.
Right.
So there's that.
Oh, speaking of which, let me get through this here. Now, the first pick of the NFL draft is not a shocker at all. It's that quarterback out of Miami, that kid everybody's been talking about, Cam Ward. Yeah. So the Titans had the first pick, and that's who they took, and so not a shocker there. But the Jags made some moves and maneuvers with their new young general manager, I think the youngest in the league, and their new coach, and they made some deals and wound up with a second pick and took the Heisman Trophy winner Travis Hunter, who played for Neon Deion, Colorado, and he plays on both sides of the ball. Not you don't see a lot of that in even in college anymore, but certainly very, very rare in the NFL. And it appears that he's going to play at least some
Both
sides.
That's actually pretty cool then.
Yep.
Yeah, that's a talent. That's a lot of talent right there.
One more quick one. The Buccaneers got Emeka Egbuki. And, I destroyed his name on purpose because I'm not an Ohio State fan. No, I really didn't destroy his name on purpose. But he is a great player from Ohio State. The Bucs have him now. Wide receiver. That is an awesome pick, even if he had to go to that
team.
Miserable school. Yeah. All right. I'm kidding. I'll be hanging out with an Ohio State buddy of mine today.
Uh-huh.
A high school student in Maryland. Man, Maryland's been in the crosshairs, huh?
A Maryland student?
Yes. Okay. Enlisted with the U.S. Marine Corps. In other words, nice. You got any questions about patriotism? All right. So, he gets suspended from school. What? What did he do wrong? 18-year-old Parker Jensen noticed that flags were absent from two of his classrooms. And he knew that, he goes, wait, I think it's a state law. You have to have a flag in every classroom.
Uh-huh.
And so he wasn't a jerk right away. He brought it to everyone's attention. They kept blowing him off. Then he decided to take legal action. And he's suing the school district over what he claims was wrongful suspension from Townsend High School. Remember, that's the reason why they suspended him.
Wow.
Because he was just pointing out something they were lacking. Would it really have been that hard? They probably are over budget anyway.
Yeah.
To just take the old company credit card, taxpayers' money,
well, of course,
and go down to the local hardware store and pick yourself up a flag or two. No, we'd rather fight you. These people are ridiculous. I'm actually going to fight for my country. Can you little weasels just go out and buy those two flags? No.
Really?
Per the lawsuit, he went to the board's office. He went right to the school board's office. He made a little appointment. He signed the book to check in. He did everything he was asked to do. And that's when he filed his formal complaint. And then he recorded what happened. However, a supervisor reportedly told him, stop recording and exit the building.
Whoa.
Even though the young man apparently was not being disruptive, well, he refused to leave the building, and several officers were called to the scene. The lawsuit said, adding that officers claimed Jensen needed to be a credentialed journalist to film at that location? Huh. You have to be a journalist? I mean, a school board office. This is a public entity. Now, I'm sure you can't just run in anytime you want and start squawking.
Right.
But he
got to have some order, but
he
still
went through the proper channels. Why were they so irritated by the fact that he was videotaping anything?
Did they have something to worry about?
Well, you know, they were probably afraid it would go viral because the bozos didn't do the right thing. But now they're being talked about for the buffoons they are, like I said earlier.
Good.
You run down to the hardware store, you pick up a couple of American flags.
Yep, done.
Issues gone and done. And by the way, it's the right thing to do.
Absolutely.
You know? It's part of the law.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, they bring it on themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Them wokey people.
Yeah. So, yep. If I was, sitting on the jury, I would compensate him just a tad, just a bit. It's 8:28 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. We got your code word for Rock the Country. Chance to win tickets. That's coming up next on 97.3 The Sky. Good morning. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. You can find us on podcasts wherever you normally download your podcast. And click on subscribe. You'll never miss a minute of the show. It's 8:35. It's Friday weekend. Yeah. You know what's coming up a couple weekends from now?
A couple
May
9th weekends.
May 9th and 10th.
That's Mother's Day weekend, right?
Take Mom to Rock the Country.
Now you're talking.
Now, if Mama don't like Kid Rock, I bet she likes Hank Jr.
Oh, yeah. Bet she would.
Right?
Yeah.
Nickelback, Tracy Lawrence, a whole bunch more. It's Rock the Country, a festival for we the people, coming to Florida Horse Park, 9th and 10th, Ocala. Yep. It's going to be a big time. And you've got a chance to win tickets right now, right here. Text the word SPRING, S-P-R-I-N-G, SPRING to 20357 for your chance to win a pair of tickets for the two-day concert. They are two-day tickets, indeed. All right. SPRING is the word you want to text. Text it to 20357. Data and message rates may apply. Please don't text and drive. Buckle up. Don't drink and drive. Be nice and respectful to your mama.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Anything else I need to add in there?
If you think of it, you can always add it in later. You got time.
Drill, baby, drill. It's time to get to that energy. Thanks, NXS. The Interior Department is helping to increase oil production.
Yeah.
The president said he would drill, baby, drill. And he is following through.
What?
Yeah.
I mean, kind of like, I don't know, promises made, promises you know, kept.
You know, yes. Yeah, I was thinking of something just the other day.
Yeah.
Because Al Gore, we were talking about him, and we hadn't seen or heard from him. Then all of a sudden, some video popped up.
Yeah.
And he was being quite the jackalone toward Trump. And basically doing that Nazi thing. He says, I know it's to compare it to this, you know, this awful leader or whatever. Like, he premised it.
But then...
Then he did the but.
But. See.
And then basically tried to position Trump that way. And I thought, wow. Jackalone.
Yeah.
You know what? It made me remember. According to your prognostications, this is not an exaggeration, much of Florida would be underwater by now. Much of it.
Yeah, forget.
By his own prognostications.
I mean, like, the beach would be in Ocala.
Yeah.
You know?
Because you got to remember, this was, you know, 20-something years ago.
Yes.
When he said this ridiculous stuff about climate change, existential threat, we're all going to die, and all that. Okay, well, he's entitled to his opinion, and he's a little jealous because he never won the presidency, and here comes Trump out of the business world.
Twice!
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
although, you know, you got to remember Al's background in the computer industry, though, since he did invent the internet.
Yeah.
He thought.
He said. Yeah. Yeah. And my brother's name is Axel. Yeah. That's the ticket. So Al Gore. Yeah. And he has the audacity to stand up there and say these awful things
these
about
people.
Trump. Yeah. And those are like really ridiculous and hurtful comments with no substance. I mean, it really, really, that's what you have. You want to try to call him some sort of Nazi or Hitler.
Right.
It's so, like, bizarre. Can you talk about policy at all? Why do you call him that? Why do you think he is that way? Can you cite some examples? Of course they can't. It's this world we live in. You just, if you all agree in the Democrat Party that we're going to call something a Nazi, as long as we all agree, who'll be the wiser that there's absolutely no substance behind it, especially when you have this lefty media that carries water for them every day. So anyway, the point I was trying to make, sorry, ADD kicking in. Al Gore is up there shooting his mouth off. And then I remembered the guy who told us that climate change was going to kill us all.
Yeah.
And that oil and all that goes along with it, absolutely evil. That's it. Petroleum products, bad. Right? Remember. How did Al Gore make his fortune? He started a little TV thing and then sold it to Al Jazeera. Al Jazeera. Okay? Where do you think the funding came from for Al Jazeera to buy his network for $100 million? He owed a lot of people, but he still, I think, walked away with about 30 net. Where do you think Al Jazeera got the money? Every penny of it came from oil. Did you hear me? Every penny of the money that was paid to Al Gore for his network by Al Jazeera came from oil money. This is a kind of two-faced, hypocritical garbage that's been spewed on the American people, and especially by these lefties. And people have woken up, and that's how Donald Trump was able to win. But we got to keep going. And you'd think in the face of these things that the Democrats would kind of straighten up and fly right. That's a term my mom would use. Straighten up.
Yeah, right.
Fly right, right. You know, behave, whatever. No, they still don't get it. And it's not my job to help them, because the last thing I want them to do is Well, kind of like they did with Joe Biden. They put a bunch of absolute nutbag weirdos on the stage.
Yeah.
And, you know, just by a process of elimination, you're like, well, I guess Joe Biden is the most normal compared to the rest of those bozos.
You called it at the time.
Yeah.
But then little did we realize some of those bozos would end up in the cabinet.
Well, you maybe thought that was going to happen, but here's what we underestimated. Just how far left Biden or his puppet was willing to take him.
Good point. Yeah.
Yeah, that's the thing. So I guess it's better to hear from the AOCs and hear from Bernie Sanders and remind people of just how kooky and crazy they are, because the last thing we want them to do is pretend like they're moderate and still do their lefty policies, invoke these lefty policies. All right. So I had to cover that. And that's part of, you know, drill, baby, drill. Yeah. The Interior Department is helping to increase oil production in the newly renamed Gulf of America by 100,000 barrels per day.
Ka-ching.
Woo! Gas is going to be 14 cents a gallon.
Okay. You might be a little optimistic there.
We're going to bathe in it.
Yeah.
No, I wouldn't recommend that. Yeah. President Trump's executive order aimed at unleashing American energy. I've said it before. It is absolutely a fact. A nation that has access to cheap energy economically will almost always win. Mm-hmm. It is one of the keys. And Trump totally gets that. Thank goodness. So the Interior Secretary, Doug Burgum, he's like, oh, hell, I'm rich. I'll take my yacht out there and start drilling right now. He goes, let's go. Let's get on it, man. Bring a couple roughnecks.
Oh, yeah. Maybe a few illegals, too.
Look,
they like
look,
them.
Let me tell you something. The Gulf of America, she wants to be drilled. You know how I know that?
How's that?
You ever see any of the beaches? Like, I don't know, South Padre Island and stuff?
Okay.
There's all these little black things poking up. And people would think, they go, oh, that's must have been an old oil spill. No! It's oil that leaches out and leaks out of the bottom of the Gulf of America every minute of every day. Do you know when you poke a hole there, it's not like it's not under pressure. You saw that movie, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the reality, too. So, Mother Earth wants to give us her milk. Right?
Yep.
Craig's like, hey,
sure, whatever, Bob.
What are you going to do? What are you going to do next?
Get my hand over here.
You want to drill her? You want to milk her? I'm talking about the Gulf of America.
I know.
Energy is critically important, especially, you know what's coming down the pike, right? It's called AI. And AI wants a lot of E-N-E-R-G-Y. Energy.
Did you write that down before you spelled it out loud?
I didn't, and I was worried that I would screw it up, but I didn't. But thank you for your support.
But you're right. I mean, he's already talking about the clean coal.
Yes.
And that's one of the reasons for that. They need a lot of power.
I call it, because it's from our nation, Nat Clean Coal.
Oh, I see what you did there.
You like that?
I like that.
Nat Clean Coal.
Who doesn't love that?
Smooth as old Nat's voice. All right. Energy is key. And the Trumpster's delivering exactly like he said he would. Drill, baby, drill. Ton of stuff we still haven't gotten to. More information, more headlines, maybe a call or two. Davis Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines, 877-975-9825. Good morning. It's Friday, and you're listening to 97.3 The Sky. Happy Friday. Yowza. Hey, don't forget. The big town hall, the Trump town hall that we're going to air live Wednesday night, 8 to 10 p.m. It is the Trump town hall, the first 100 days. Just think how much the president could get done and how quickly he could do it if you didn't have these radical judges standing up and filing their little injunctions. They've got way too much power, way too much power. And we've seen the judicial system being used. We saw it front and center against Trump when he was a candidate. So can Congress kind of reel that in a little bit? And would the Democrats go along with that? No.
Mm-hmm. No.
No, not unless it was a Democrat president, you know, putting out executive orders. Well, then, yeah, maybe we should consider it. But see, then you didn't have nearly as many injunctions. You
right.
did have some.
But not near.
But not anywhere near what we're seeing now.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, I think that's going to be interesting. The Trump Town Hall, first 100 days, 8 to 10 p.m. this Wednesday night. You don't want to miss that. And Trump was talking to a radio guy, local radio guy in Virginia, John Fredericks. And he asked the president if a deal to build a new Commander Stadium on federal land will have a caveat of requiring the team to keep its original Redskins name.
That's interesting.
Now, while Trump didn't really offer any real news about the stadium, he said that, well, he prefers Redskins over Commanders. He said the Indian population is a great part of this country, great heritage. And then he cited other Native American themed teams, Kansas City Chiefs, Cleveland Indians, which of course changed their name to the Cleveland Guardians.
Boring.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's wrong with some history and some heritage?
I know.
And you know what? I figured it out.
What's that?
This isn't about being sympathetic to Native Americans by changing the names.
Right.
This is all about erasing history.
Ah.
Erase the history. Now, they don't want to erase the part of history where we're evil colonists.
That's true. They like that part.
With slavery.
Slave owners, colonists. You got to have both.
Constantly got to put that in there.
Yes. If they could get rid of the rest of it, though.
But they don't want to talk about the way Native Americans had been treated by our forefathers or whatever.
Okay.
And you know why? This is what I figured out. It's because what does the left represent? I mean, they represent a lot of things, like, you know, mutilating children for changing their genders or whatever. But one of the things they're for is bigger government, a more powerful government. That's really what it's about. They believe that the government is bigger and smarter and should be bigger and spend even more money on government, more bureaucracy.
Right.
Any challenge that faces America can be answered by throwing more money and expanding government at it. That's what they believe. So why erase the history of the Native Americans? Because that's when the first screwing people over happened by our U.S. government. Yeah, white men speak with forketh tongue. Not all white men, but white men politicians sure as heck did.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Here's a treaty. Here's an agreement. That treaty? Nah, you got to leave. We found gold there.
Mm-hmm.
We found water there.
Yeah.
We found where plants will actually grow. Whatever. Right? Move on. Move along. Trail of Tears. Oh, yeah. Cry me a river. Get out of here. Government did that. Government. What else did the government do for the Native Americans? Hey, we're going to protect you. We're going to take care of you. Here's a little bit of coffee. A little bit of sugar. Live on this reservation. Oh, and of course, you have no need for firearms. You don't need your guns. That's when government, right? The government disarmed the Indians.
Because we'll take care of you. We're the government.
Yeah. And what they really mean is take care of you. They mean we will control you.
Yes. And we can't if you have guns.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why there are lessons to be learned by the Native Americans, from the Native Americans, from their history. There are lessons to be learned. And the lefties, they want you to forget about that part of it. They want you to forget the government was behind that. It was government troops, the cavalry and others. They kept pushing the Indians and pushing them. In fact, there's a lot of anecdotal stories about Native Americans getting along swimmingly well with settlers.
Yep.
There's a lot, but that's not as interesting. That they traded, that the white settlers and farmers would go to Indian villages and they would trade wares and trade goods and get along just fine. Land right next to each other and respect for each other. But it was government. They drew first blood. And then a squad of Rambo Indians fought back. The Rambo tribe. Are you not familiar?
I'm definitely not familiar, no.
Because I made that part up, but everything else you can take to the bank, brothers and sisters. The 9 o'clock stretch is right around the corner. Don't you go anywhere. News Talk 97.3. The Sky.